Okay, welcome back to our short ideas for Shavuos. This will be the last section. Short ideas number 8. A learned Shemayin Tzvos for Shana for Baruch Tzvi Berivka Batya Pesach Shorcho Yisrael. The Imre Emes is his Yartan on Vav Sivan on Shavuos. So he explains Shavuos as the following thing on the Pasuk in Shear Shirim. The Pasuk says, Ani Yishena V'li Bi'er. Not only the Simcha Lion or song, but Ani Yishena V'li Bi'er means I am sleeping but my heart is awake. So the entire year we're sleeping. Yishena is Gematria 365. But when is our heart awake? V'libi er? It's Shavuos night when we're learning Torah. That's what the Imre Emes says. Ani yishena v'libi er. We're sleeping the entire year, maybe a night, but Shavuos night, v'libi er, our hearts are awake. Reminds me of another idea on this pasuk. Rav Shomer Feifeld once went into a bank. What happened was, he goes to the teller, and the teller said, "Wow, Rabbi, you're so tall." He said, "Thank you so much. I was blessed with height." He goes upstairs to the bank manager, and the bank manager are looking at his bank account. He says, "Rabbi, it looks like you're a little short. Looks like you're a little short. Short on money." So he says, "Downstairs they tell me I'm tall. Upstairs they tell me that I'm really short." And he says that that's what a Jew's being all about. A Jew's understanding that the midah of anava, the midah of humility. The pasuk says, "Ani yishena v'li bi'er." If you're ani, if your selfishness or all about you is sleeping, then you're li bi'er. Then your heart could be awake. You have to make sure to put it aside, and then you could be awake, right? One of the ways to be able to calm the Torah, says Rav Tzadok, is make sure that Amida Banova, Moshe Kort, Kibbutz Torah Mi Sinai, says the Kiddush Shlevi. Moshe understood what the Amida Banova from Sinai, and that's why he was Zocha to have the Torah. And he was Zocha to be able to Mekabel the Torah. The second idea comes from the Rebbe of Zalim and also the Arizal. The Pasuk says in Perek Yates and Shmos, the Pasuk says, V'chol Am Roim Es HaKolos. The whole nation saw the sounds. We'll see the sounds. Says the Rebbe of Jalin, he shouldn't have said ro'im, he shouldn't say we'll see, he should have said ra'u, that they saw. What does this mean that the ro'im, they will see? Says the Rebbe of Jalin, a beautiful idea. Says that every year on Shavuos, Matan Torah is happening again, girls. Every year Matan Torah is happening again. Every year. Now everyone knows that I'm giving it. Every year, girls, Matan Torah is happening again. And we have to make sure to understand that it's not just a historical event. Matan Torah is happening every year. And that's why it says, they will see the sounds, meaning every year in Shavuos is Matan Torah. And that's the same idea brought down by the Arizal, quoted by the Nesiv Shalom. The Pasuk says, Moshe Yidava Berko, V'alokim Yanenu, V'alokim Yanenu. Right, Moshe will speak. Moshe Yidaber, I'll give me an end of a call. And a Kosh Baruch will answer in his call. What does it mean, Yidaber, that he will speak? It should say Moshe Yidaber. What's Moshe Yidaber? Says the Arizal, that every year it's happening once again. Every year, Matan Torah is happening again. Finally, a certain final idea, we're about to close out our short ideas. B'nei Sosvar quotes the Kiddushas Levi. Kiddushas Levi quotes the Baal Mor and the Ran. Why is it we don't make a Shechiyanu by Svir Sa'omer? Says the B'nai Yisrael, want to know why we don't make a Shechiyanu by Svir Sa'omer? Because Svir Sa'omer is a process. It's like the 7 days. 7 days where a woman has to be clean before she goes, before she marries her husband, before she gets to be come together with her husband. The 7 days of cleanliness coming before she goes to the wedding. Says the B'nai Yisrael, the 7 days of being Anida is connected to the 7 weeks of Svir Sa'omer. 7 weeks of Svir Sa'omer is a process to be able to purify ourselves, coming before the mikvah, coming before the wedding between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. Let's just review these ideas. We said from the Imre Emes, says that Ani Yishena V'Libi Er, I'm sleeping the entire year. Yishena is 365 V'Libi Er. There's one night a year where I'm awake, I'm alive, I'm excited. That's for the Torah, when we're learning Torah on Shavuos night. Shlomo Feifeld said that that's actually a code word for Anava. And if your Ani is Yishena, if your Ani is sleeping, then V'Libi Er, then your heart could be awake. Then the Torah could affect you. The Gemara says in Tainis that just like water goes down to a low place, Torah affects only someone who's truly humble. Second idea is that Matan Torah happens every year. Like the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'om ro'im es ha'kolos. They will see the sounds. No, it should say ra'u, says the Rebbe Yisraeli. No, every year. Every year Matan Torah happens again. That's the Arizal. Moshe Yidaber, V'alkim Yanenu B'kol. Moshe Yidaber, he will speak. Because every year Matan Torah happens again. You have to make sure to be able to understand that when we're on Shavuos, it's not just a historical event, girls. It's Mamash Yontif, it's Mamash Holiday. And the third and final idea is, why is there no Shechiyanu on? Why is there no Shechiyanu on Svir Sa'omer? Because Svir Sa'omer is a process. Svir Sa'omer is a time of purity. We're just like a woman purifies herself for the 7 days before she comes together with her husband, before she goes to the mikvah. Finally, the 7 days are the 7 weeks of us preparing ourselves for coming with the Rabbon Hashem, getting married to him once again through the Torah. Should be Zochab Ezra Hashem to have to take on all these lessons, make sure to be able to learn the Yushavuos night, and not only Shavuos night, but Peliot says the Shavuos day, also to be able to use it for Torah, to have the Midah of Anava, to understand that the Torah is happening once again, and to understand that we're literally stepping into the marriage of the mikvah between us and the Baruch Hashem. Have a good Shabbos and a beautiful Yom Tov. Chag Sameach.